On Hartwick College Week, play isn't just for children. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Diane Page, professor of music, explores how young adults can get in on the fun as well.
What role does play have in the college classroom? Play is an astonishingly powerful means to develop the intellectual and social skills characteristic of a liberally educated person. It teaches us to honor the process as much as the product. That is, earnest play is rarely just about the win. When engaged in play as children, we did not expect to win each time, but rather hoped to refine our skills as strategists so that we could win at some point. Our childhood games were exciting because of the possibilities they brought. Imagine what were to happen if our classrooms were to become such spaces. History professor Mark Carnes provides evidence of the effectiveness of gaming in the classroom in his seminal work, Minds on Fire: How Role Immersion Games Transform College. One effective way to study the music of world wars is by building cardboard monuments of notable musicians, playing a cooperative card game about trench warfare, and engaging in role-playing intent on preventing the outbreak of war on a fictitious continent. Through these and other experiences, students grappled with complex issues of censorship, cultural heritage in the time of war, the act of remembering, and the notion of music as an agent of good and of evil. They learned to work together, to become more empathetic to the world around them, and to experience how delightful the life of the mind can be. When students reflect on their experiences, themes of deep connection to and engagement with the material emerged. Oh yes, and that it was fun. 10 years ago, I might have bristled at the thought that students would above all else consider my courses fun. Did they think it was easy, not serious enough? I now understand that that word can signify a deeply satisfying level of engagement.
That was Diane Page of Hartwick College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.